Craig Windham. A team of investigators from the U.S. Chemical Safety Board arrives in West Virginia Monday to look into what the board is calling a massive spill that has forced some 300,000 people not to use tap waters for 3 days now. The chemicals leaked into a river that supplies water to the city of Charleston and 9 other counties. Beth Voorhees of West Virginia Public Broadcasting says a state agency has ordered the firm responsible for the spill to remove all remaining chemicals from its site.
Freedom Industries is required to contain and recover the chemical that leaked into the Elk River. The company must submit a report that the tanks are reliable prior to resuming operations. The governor is warning residents in 9 counties not to drink or use tap water. Meanwhile, Charleston Mayor Danny Jones calls this a disaster.
Everything is closing, and that means the Marriott Hotel, that means our town center mall. No restaurant is allowed to open because you can't legally open without water.
The U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating the incident. For NPR News, I'm Beth Voorhees in Charleston, West Virginia.
Vice President Biden will lead the U.S. delegation to the memorial service for former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, who died today at the age of 85. Sharon had been in a coma since suffering a stroke 8 years ago. Zalman Shoval, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., told Sky News that Sharon should be remembered not for his use of military force, but for his contributions to peace.
I think that President Bush was right when he described him as a man of peace. But he understood that in the Middle East, in order to achieve peace, one has to be strong.
At a refugee camp in the Gaza Strip, people burned pictures of Sharon today. Sharon angered Palestinians for leading a settlement drive on the lands they want for a Palestinian state. An arbitrator has decided that New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez will be suspended for the entire upcoming season, including any postseason play. NPR's Ider Peralta reports Rodriguez says he will challenge the ruling in federal court.
The arbitrator mostly upheld Major League Baseball's suspension. He decided Rodriguez should miss 162 games, which would cost the league's best-paid player $25 million in salary. Perhaps more significant, the sanction could end the 42-year-old's career. In a statement, Rodriguez says this is just one man's decision that is, quote, at odds with the facts. Rodriguez was suspended after the league alleged that he used numerous performance-enhancing drugs and then tried to cover up his use by obstructing baseball's investigation into a South Florida clinic. The Players Union, which defended Rodriguez during arbitration, says it disagrees with the decision but considers it final. Ader Peralta, NPR News.
Haiti's prime minister says his country has made progress since the earthquake that slammed the nation 4 years ago today. He cites a drop in the number of people living in settlement camps and a rise in construction. This is NPR News. President Obama is pledging to make this a year of action, and he says job creation is at the top of his to-do list, but he has other priorities as well.
We've got to keep creating jobs that offer new opportunity and make sure those jobs offer the wages and benefits that let you rebuild some security. We've got more kids to educate and families to get covered with health insurance and an immigration system to fix.
The president, in his weekly address, urged Congress to extend jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. Votes on legislation on that issue are expected in the Senate early in the new week. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case pitting television broadcasters against an internet startup company. The broadcasters say that firm threatens their business. NPR's Laura Seidel has details.
Aereo's technology sends out broadcast television signals to smartphones and tablets so that users can watch programs on the go. The company does this by assigning tiny little antennas to each user. But a group of broadcast companies, including Fox, CBS, and ABC, say this violates part of the copyright law. The law requires permission from the owner of the content, say the Evening News or the latest episode of Glee, for a public performance of their work. There are several lawsuits around the country against Aereo. The Supreme Court has taken one that started in New York, where a U.S. appeals court denied a request to shut Aereo down. The Supreme Court is expected to rule by the end of June. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
The Seattle Seahawks have beaten the New Orleans Saints 23-15 in a divisional playoff game. The Seahawks will host either San Francisco or Carolina next Sunday in the NFC Championship game, with the winner going to the Super Bowl. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance.